Bap Dada noticed today that you need a lot of power of concentration.
Sabi bachon ka, ikhi
all the children must have one determined thought that the sorrow which our brothers and sisters are experiencing should finish. A change must come. Let mercy be emerged from your hearts. If the power of science can create upheaval, then
silence.
Can't the power of silence of so many Brahmin souls with the feelings of mercy or thoughts of mercy not be able to change that stage of upheaval? You have to do it, and it is going to happen. If this is so, then you need to now pay more attention to this. As you are the children of the great, great, great grandfather, everyone belongs to your family. They are the different branches which have come from you. They are part of your family. It's you who are the gods of your devotees. Do you have that intoxication that we are the gods of our devotees. Do you have this intoxication? Are you the gods? Are you? Then raise your hand if you think you are. So your devotees are crying out to you. Are you able to hear their cries? They are saying, "Oh gods, have mercy on us." Are you able to hear their voice? Do you respond to them or no? So Bap Dada says, "O gods of the devotees, now listen to their cries and give them a response too. Not just listen to their cries, but also give them a response. What response are you going to give to them?" Your response to them will be in the form of creating a powerful atmosphere and thereby changing it. By creating powerful vibrations and thereby changing the atmosphere, they do not get a response from you, and this is why they too become careless. They cry out and don't get any response, and then they just become quiet.